Just keep showing up and it will work itself out. Like you'll figure out, oh, I don't like that color with that color. Or I like doing a dark overlay over text. Like that works really well. I'll do that.
Welcome to Social Goals with me, Kat, the only podcast that's teaching social media and marketing strategies that actually work for your local small business without dancing trends, posting three times a day, or burning out. It's time to do social strategically. I love how the internet and specifically Instagram connects me with different people. And this week I was so delayed to sit down with Stacey Aguilar, a brand and web designer, strategist, and design mentor who helps female founders build brands and websites that reflect their growth and support their next big season. Stacey and I connected on Instagram, and this chat really dives into our love of helping people tell their brand story, whether that's through design or social, like really getting down deep into the why and being able to share that with the world. Stacey is a former teacher turned entrepreneur and brings a thoughtful, encouraging approach to a process that can often feel overwhelming, helping women cut through the noise and feel proud of how their brand shows up. Her work goes beyond making things look polished. It's about alignment, storytelling, and strategy. So your brand actually supports your visibility and helps you take up space as the expert you already are. This is a good one. I can't wait for you to listen and take that energy to your socials, to your branding. Okay, on to this week's episode. Thanks, Stacey, so much for joining me today. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So one of the things that I know I've seen you talk about and I really, you know, and passionate about and interested to have your take on it. So like when it comes to social, I'm often talking about the need to repeat ourselves and to like have these same ideas talked about in different ways. But I know when it comes to like branding and visual identity, a lot of people are worried about being boring and like always looking the same. So I'd love to hear your take on the idea of like visual consistency versus visual boredom and where the line is.
I mean, I think there's, I'm sure you've heard or say how you have to show the same thing over and over again before it sticks or anyone really connects with it. So I think probably everybody needs to share more than they are without worrying about that, me included. So that's just the first thought I had. But also I think, you know, I think it's helpful to have like within your larger brand vision, have a few different go-to, like an example I give is like, if you like to put your face in your feed, in your stories, like have a few go-to spots in your house, or you could go for a walk regularly, or you go to the same coffee shop, like have a consistent kind of photo opportunity, like a certain, like I have three mirrors in my house that I take pictures at regularly. So it's consistent, but I try to change it up. So it's not the same shot all the time, that kind of stuff. Same thing with like, I don't know, the coffee shop. It was just like, you have a few go-to shots, but you change up what you say or where it's coming from and just kind of be rotated, right? And I think similarly with just the graphics and things, like you want to have the overarching, like different design palettes or different design elements like backgrounds or patterns, but, you know, use them. Basically, it's unity, but having like a little bit of variance throughout as well. So it's that perfect blend of the two.
Yeah. Is there like some ground rules or some like, I know everyone always loves like a hard, straight answer, right? Like this is how often you should do this when like usually there isn't an actual answer. But when you think about like looking at someone's, let's say Instagram feed as an example, like is there an idea of like how often they can use those same like similar style graphic or like when to change it up?
Yeah, I have some visuals to explain this, so it might not make as much sense talking through it, but I do think if you're envisioning your grid, it's really helpful to think about like within that 9 or 12, you know, picture grid, like having a blend of what I call like, oh, if you think of different types of shots, like close up, medium, you know, full, where it's like very different points of view. There's a similar way to look at your feed like that, where it's like, maybe it's all a color background with text, but then the next one is like a photo with a lot of white space and a lot of open composition. Like it's a balancing of the composition of like full versus close up versus text only. So like that, I think makes a really big difference in how it like visually looks. And I think I would say having within the 9 to 12, like not repeat over and over again, unless that's your aesthetic, where it's like, you know, some people have it's like all on the left, it's the same, or like it's very consistently that style. But I mean, I think I try to like I said, in that 9 to 12, maybe not repeat more than twice, but right. then as you scroll. But I think it's the overall composition of those different angles and viewpoints that's really helpful. I do have a little freebie that kind of shows that a little bit better. Oh, I can awesome. Give that to you.
Yeah, we'll so link that in the show.
People can have a more tangible example. But and then for stories, when it comes to stories, I try, sometimes I'm better than others, but I try to think of like an overarching like story arc of the day. Like like start my like hello, you know, whatever with my coffee, or just like a morning post, and then kind of try to like have some sort of like just have some sort of like storyline where it's not just like a random thing and then I'm out, you know? And sometimes I just pick post or I take pictures throughout the day and I just do it all at one time. So it's not like I'm having to take up my whole day posting, but it's like within a certain time frame. That I've heard you probably would have more to say about this, but that can help with engagement sometimes if people are clicking through. But I think it helps with visual consistency as well, because you can kind of create that little mini story.
Yeah, I love the morning check-in stories. And like, that's always one of the ideas or tips I give to people when they're getting started being more consistent with stories, is like, take that photo, in your case, like in front of the mirror in the morning, mm-hmm. and share what's going on in your day, because it builds that behind the scenes connection. It also is a reminder to people about what you do. So it's like mm-hmm. a really like sneaky, not sneaky in a bad way, but like a good way of just reminding people like of your services, of what you're doing in your day to day. And yeah. you can grab photos. Like, it doesn't have to be that morning necessarily. If you take some like nice aesthetic shots of you in the garden on the weekend or enjoying your cup of coffee, like you said, having those in your camera roll and just doing those like quick 2-minute stories are a great way to build that connection and still have those like little brand pieces and that consistency of who you are and what you do.
Yeah. And I like to point out, there's really like nice ways of, you know, in your office space, or your home, like trying to integrate, like your brand colors or like brand, like you have your really great, design behind you. Like there's, you know, I've seen people with the stickers on the laptops or different things like that. Just like, you know, I would say like, if you're going to go buy a Stanley, maybe make it in the same color as like right. your brand palette or things like that, where it's like, there's a visual aesthetic there that connects to your overall brand. And I think that's a really easy way to integrate that. And so it creates that consistency and that unity in the overall vision. But yeah, it's just different moments and it's broken up.
Yeah, I love that. It's like little breadcrumbs of your brand. Like, not everything has to be like your logo on it or a yes. perfectly designed graphic. It's having those little pieces that just like sparks the brain and like reminds you that this is the business that's going to keep them top of mind.
Yeah.
Hey, I love that. And I know you also talk a lot about design as an act of leadership. And I think this whole conversation we've been having about incorporating the pieces of your branding in all these different capacities in our businesses is that idea of like really setting you and your business up as a leader. Like, what does that mean to you?
Well, I think a few different things, but I think having a strong understanding of your brand elements and your brand messaging and voice, it makes it so much easier for you to step in and like speak up and show out in all those different ways, right? It's that like that barrier is just removed. So then you can focus on what you want to say and what you want to do. You don't have to focus so much on how you're showing up. You know what I'm saying? And so I think being able to be confident in that, and it just gives you that like, I mean, it's just like dress to impress, right? Show up how you want to, like it helps you feel confident. So showing up with the visuals to support your messaging in a way that makes you feel really powerful is just going to amplify your voice. So I think that's one piece of it. But I also just think having the right visuals and branding and all that helps you connect with the people that you want to connect with. So it creates that confidence, but also helps your message go to the right places, if that makes sense.
Totally. And I think it's that idea of like dress for the job you want, not the job you have. And the idea of like showing up online, even with 500 followers, how you would show up online if you had 500,000 or 5,000, whatever that number is. If someone's at a point though, like they're like, yeah, I, you know, I want to take up this space. I want to be seen as a leader, but they're like not feeling their branding right now, or they're in like a season of growth and, you know, there is these next steps ahead of them, and but they're not quite there yet. What advice would you give them when they're in kind of that middle ground?
I would say to, you know, really focus on what you're wanting to say and like the impact you're wanting to make, and like hone in on your voice and like your overall message and that kind of like the impact you're trying to make. Yeah, like focus on that first. Like basically, I like saying when there's proof of concept, like when you really feel like the growth or the next step, then that direction you're going like is growing and there's momentum there, then it's like, okay, yeah, let's build the infrastructure and the visuals behind that to really like just grow what you're saying and make it, you know, even more impactful. You know, I don't necessarily think people all need to invest in like huge branding and web, like high cost branding at the front. I think there's some really simple design choices you can make and some simple, you know, so in between like courses, templates, all these things, like there's things that you can do in the interim to get to that point. But I really think proof of your concept, proof of your messaging, who you're talking to, the impact you're trying to make, like those things are all part of the brand. And then it'll help you stand out as a thought leader in all of those things. And then you can come around and be like, okay, I want the brand photo shoot. I want the color, all the things. And I mean, obviously all that matters, but I think the level of investment will grow depending on where you're at in your business.
Right. It's like, yes, there is the benefits of having all of those things lined up, like the brand photos and the brand and the website, all those kind of things, but like not letting that stop you from showing up and taking space, because you need to have that proof of concept. You need to build the business to then have the money to invest in all those things.
I think design can get a bad rap because I'm sure people have experienced like almost like hollow brands where it's like, it's beautiful, but it's not doing the impact, or it's not, it's not like, it's a false promise. And so you really need to focus on the concept and the quality. And then the design just amplifies what you're saying. You know, it helps people builds confidence. I think design also builds confidence in others to then, you know, believe what you're saying and that, you know, you're doing all that. But I would never say like, you know, I think you need to make sure that what you're doing is quality, and then the design all comes into like, you know, make that even better.
Yeah, totally. Like it is what makes the package pretty and inviting and like why you want to grab it off the shelf. But what's inside has to have that value too. And I think like a lot of businesses are just like, I mean, there's so many things of like marketing our business. There's so many pieces of it that it's like really overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not a designer and you're trying to DIY it, you're trying to get it to the point where you can invest, what advice would you give to someone in that kind of stage of in that building period?
Between, I think, not to sound like a broken record, but it does come down to like you do need to have a good understanding of I call it your brand archetype or your brand strategy, because that will impact your identity as a brand. So a simple example is if you're more of like a rebel kind of brand where you're like adventurous and, or like the adventure brand, like a Jeep is very different from like a Lover brand or a Disney, which is the magician brand. Like they have different vibes, right? So you need to make sure you have an understanding of your brand as a personality, and that will impact some of the overarching color choices and those kinds of things. But I also think there's just like basic design principles and skills that most business owners should learn. That's why I created a program recently that focuses a lot on that. It's just like building the design eye and helping people get to a point like the in between, like until you can get to a point where you can outsource, like how do you adopt, how do you get templates from Canva or Creative Market or what have you, and make your brand fit those, right? And how do you adapt? And because there's so many templates out there, you can grab a Squarespace template and put all your stuff on it, but unless you have an understanding of good design basics, like that can feel, you know, not great. I think having an understanding of the basic design principles enough to get you to the next level is really important. But then also like understanding your brand's personality, I think would help a lot too.
I love that, because it's so much more than just the colors. that your mm-hmm. brand uses, because yes, you can grab any template from Canva and change the colors, but it has to pair with that personality of your brand. I love that. And like mm-hmm. even the templates that you choose, they have to fit the same vibe. Whereas like I think a lot of people get into issues where they're like, I'll just pick this, I'll change the color and it will be great, mm-hmm. but it doesn't, like the personality or it loses the connection between the content.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's some templates in Canva that's like really minimalist and like very feminine, like thin lines, really scrolly text, you know, that kind of stuff. But then there's also like the kind of pop art with like the like almost 80s vibes, right? And so like that's all there, and just changing the color is not going to make a difference. You have to really understand if it fits. I do think it can be. I mean, there's so many different pieces of a business. Like when you're starting off, you're not an expert at all these things, right? So you're trying to figure out how do I do, not the minimum, but like how do I do like here to get to the next step in all these things, in social media, in copy, in design, and so you can outsource and grow. But yeah, I think it's kind of a mix of understanding the root of where you're at in your business, like your brand, and then figuring out those ways to improve those design skills.
Yeah, and like it's a deeper level too, that it isn't just we want our content and our brands and our businesses to look good, but going deeper into
the strategy.
Yeah, what your business stands for, who you're talking to, what matters to them is going to make everything easier. The copy you write, the social you create,
yes,
your visuals.
It really does.
Yeah.
I think I would say I was just working with someone in my program, and she was like, she was kind of changing in her business direction and stuff like that. And she even had a hard time articulating the visual she was trying to create. And I was like, there's not even I was talking to her. I think it was like this kind of like a fan, like she was creating book, like, well, I can't even explain it, but she wanted to do like fan, like almost like fantasy book style visuals, like just very magical and that, but she was doing like book parties, but regardless, for kids, but anywho, so she couldn't figure out how to articulate it. And so I suggested, grabbing pictures of like styles that you like and pulling it into ChatGPT and say like, how do you explain this style? Like, what are words that I can use? I mean, I told her, this is what I actually do when I was like, I'm not an interior designer, but I dabble in interior design and I like to, when I'm doing all these house projects, but I don't exactly know how to like, you know, search for what I want. Like I'll grab screen grabs from Pinterest and then put them in chat and like have it help me explain what I'm looking for. Yeah. And then you can start building out that mood board, but it all roots to the strategy. Like, it's not just like, I like this. It's like, this helps capture what I'm trying to say because X, Y, Z and all that stuff. But there are tools out there to help kind of articulate what you can't, you know?
Yeah, no, I love that. Cause I think even when the interior design, it's not just that you like the space, like you like the look of it. It's like, oh, this feels comfortable and welcoming. Mm-hmm. Like, there is the reason behind it, or this feels really like elevated. It's not just like, oh, I like this piece of art. And it's like the same thing for your brand. It's not just this looks good. It has to achieve those goals you have.
And it has like an overarching like story. It's not just like an isolated experience, you know?
Yeah. Can you give an example of like how brands and businesses need that overarching story and like what that looks like?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a few different, I think one piece is I can see someone who's growing their business and they're like adding to their business different areas. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a client who started in consulting or like professional development consulting, but now she's starting to have a lot more client facing products. So courses and curriculum and things like that. And so these are different audiences, but they're within the same brand, right? And it's the same kind of material, but it's different languages, it's different end users. And so for her, you know, we're creating almost like a sub brand for the for you people, like almost like a sub, like, and then but it fits within the larger brand of her business. And so I think finding ways to tell the whole story, but then like go in, like I think, you know, there's lots of creators that have multiple courses, and even in those own courses, they have different color palettes and their own like little design components for that. So there's lots of different ways you can differentiate your design with an overarching brand. It just kind of depends on the main goals and things like that. But I think I think a lot of times I see clients who come, like they've built their business and kind of like piecemeal things together over time. And then they're like, okay, I need to step back and like rein it all in. Like this has all been wonderful, but now I'm ready to like reset and just kind of like bring it all under one roof.
And that's like where the strategy piece really comes into play is like, how are all these things working together? How is it supporting your overall messaging? So I love that. One thing I was literally actually writing an email about this morning was about creating content even when it's not perfect and like showing up, even if like posting the draft, showing up. And what an encouragement would you give to people who are, you know, they're not a designer, but they're creating the content, they're DIYing it at this stage. And like right now they're feeling a little afraid to show up because they want it to be perfect.
That's hard. I mean, I am also a perfectionist. Yeah. And so it is difficult but I think it's really helpful to create time to just sit down and batch some posts and just get it done. Yeah. I say that. I'm really bad about doing that. But I do think when I do that, it helps me be like, okay, cross it off my list. Like, it's okay if it's not perfect. I set aside however much time and I created. You know, I like to tell people, you know, think through three content pillars, create three posts for each pillar, you know, and then have like one be static, one be real, one be whatever, you know, just kind of break it down like that, where it's like small, it's more like bite size versus just being like, oh, I have to create a month's worth of content, you know. And I think batching it, I think having, you know, give yourself some time to create a basic brand template that even if it's not perfect, like it works for now. And say to yourself, okay, I'm going to reassess in next month or, you know, but for now it works. And then, you know, just get in there and design your graphics. It's really, I mean, it matters what they look like, but it also matters what you're saying. And I think if you're not showing up and you're not saying anything, then you're defeating the purpose and nothing's happening. So I think you're only going to perfect that voice and your impact and messaging by showing up. And I do think it's easier to start showing up in stories than your feed, because I think the feed, it feels so like it's going to be there, you know, like it. And same thing with reels. I personally feel like it's difficult to spend time making reels unless it's just like some B-roll with text. That's like my jam. But I think finding what's easy for you to do and show up there and just be consistent with it. I always tell my, you know, just don't, I don't like design to get in the way of what impact you're trying to make. Like, just don't like let that stop you. So just keep showing up and it will work itself out. Like you'll figure out, oh, I don't like that color with that color. Or I like doing a dark overlay over text. Like that works really well. I'll do that. Like you'll start figuring out those like little shortcuts. And then just stick to those. And it doesn't have to be 20 different things. Like maybe you have 5 to 10 like go-to styles and that's great. Just be consistent with that and don't let it hold you up.
100%. Because like we won't know what we like or what performs well if we don't do it. And I know it's like so much easier said than done, but like letting go of that perfection when it comes to social content, because I think it's really hard because we see people who have been doing it forever. So like whether it's comparing to like a reel, like someone who's made making reels for years and like they talk to the camera so naturally. And when you try to do it, you feel like it sounds bad. You can tell that I'm nervous, but like they've been doing it for years. And this is like your first time. Like it's not going to be perfect. And the same thing for graphics. Like if someone has an established brand where they've had time to play around with their colors and get things set up versus you're just starting to play around with it. It is going to be different, but the only way to get better at it is to do it. So it is hard, but I love the advice you gave about batching. I talk about this all the time too, is like, if you sit down to make one post, it is going to take a long time. You're going to overthink those colors and all those things and like where to put things. But if you're sitting down and creating three posts using that template, like you're getting rid of a lot of that decision fatigue and overwhelm. Yeah.
And it makes it really like, that's something I talked about with some of my program students, but it's like sitting down and like, how do I say this? Like you create one post, like you're saying, and then maybe you duplicate it and just change the background color. And then maybe you duplicate it again. And instead of centered, it's left justified smaller and down to the left, you know, like, and you've added a little design component, like just don't even worry about the messaging, go in and make like, take one post that you like, and then make like four other versions of that. and then just kind of like create that. That's like a really good way to start a template for your brand. And I had another thought. Even when I'm designing for a client, like a lot of times before I send over the final brand color or the final brand design, like I will pull up a few social graphics and kind of start playing around with
Yeah.
how it might look. And because even like as a designer, you think about the strategy and all the things and all that, but I want it to be a usable brand. And so
Yeah.
you have to play around with it in social or, the graphics and things to make sure it's something that can be pliable and malleable and used and like experienced from like the business owner side. And so I think you really can only get to that point if you're comfortable opening up Canva, Photoshop, what have you, and start playing around with those design pieces and see what works well. I mean, obviously there's things like contrast and hierarchy and white space. Like those are all the things I talk about a lot that are like best practices to learn. But you have, yeah, get in there and be like, I think it's really helpful to like give yourself some time to just play around with it without the expectation of like, oh, I have to batch right now.
Yeah.
Like just to be like, I'm gonna create a template, a new template for my brand. I'm gonna give myself an hour and just like come up with like, I think you can really easily come up with like 10 to 12 graphics that you're like, this will work. And
Yeah.
then come around later and create the messaging and all of that.
No, it's not something that you want to be doing when you're like, I have 20 minutes and I need to get a post out
No.
right now. Then you open up
No.
Canva and then you hate everything. Like, this is a really great activity for like a quieter day or evening. And like, maybe you're watching your favorite show and you're
Yeah.
just like having fun without the pressure of like, if I don't make a post right now, I suck.
Yes. Yeah. Make it a chill experience and take
Yeah.
away the design scaries and it'll be okay. Yeah, I love that idea. I even feel like that's just like a fun challenge or exercise to do.
It's like, pair your favorite TV show. Like in one episode of The Office, so 22 minutes, I want you to
Yes.
create three graphic templates for your brand. That'll be a fun
Yeah.
challenge.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, I think being, yeah, don't let design scare you to make movement in your brand. I
I
think
love
that's
that.
really a big thing, so.
And I feel like this is something that you help folks with in the Good Design Method.
I do. I just wrapped up the beta launch of it and it was so fun. So we do, I mentioned the first module, we could talk all about the design principles. And so the basics of design, making sure you really understand how to do it and what's really great about how. So I used to be a teacher and I used to teach design. And so I basically in the first module have a really in-depth workbook that you see a good example or like a bad example and you're supposed to fix it. And so there's a lot of like, it's not your design that you're working on. So I think that's helpful because you're not critiquing your own work. You're just fixing what's there. So it's like homework, like old school homework where you're just going in there and, fixing things. And I do have like a feedback loop where you can submit work and I provide feedback. And I think that's really helpful too. And so design found, the design foundations, and then we look at how design impacts your brand and your website and all your marketing collateral. So each module then has focusing in on your brand colors and talking about messaging and all that stuff that we were talking about, making sure you feel really confident in those pieces and that you understand your brand archetype and all that. And then we talk about how the design principles impact your website. So a lot about like accessibility and the right fonts for your website, like the size and things like that. And then the marketing piece, all about social, batching, emails, and lead magnets. That's what's in the module right now. So it was really great. There was some great, one person created a whole new brand and came up with this really beautiful system that I was so proud of her, honestly. And then another one, two of them redid their whole homepage website and it looks wonderful. So there's a lot of great wins. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
I love that. And I think along with like so much of what we talked about today is like when you're in the middle of building a business where you're not at the point where you're outsourcing completely at this point, but it doesn't mean that you have to do it completely on your own either. And like having those opportunities to learn and get support from an expert to get it to the point like of where you're gonna feel more confident to show up and do all those things. I love that.
Yeah, and I think you even need, as a business owner, even if you do start outsourcing to VAs or things like that, you need to be able to like manage them, right?
A
And
hundred
say
percent.
what you want, what works, what's not working. And so having an understanding of your brand and how design impacts that and what you need them to do. I think there's a lot of value in that too. I think we all need to know a little bit about all these different areas
Yeah.
so we know what's working and what's not working and what to ask and stuff like that.
I love that. So where can people connect with you online and find out more about the Good Design Method and just hang out with you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram mostly. That's where you can find me the most, at Stacey E. Aguilar. And on my website is also stacyeaguilar.com/thegooddesignmethod. They can learn about the program there, and my brand and website design services on there as well. And yeah, I would love for them to send me a message and check in and have any questions. I'm there.
I'll put all those links in the show notes as well, and recommend coming to hang out on Instagram.
Yes, for sure. I'd love that.
Well, thanks so much for joining me on the pod today, Stacey. It was so great having you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're well on your way to becoming social goals. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. It helps your small business friends find the pod. Follow Social Cat Media on Instagram, that's cat with a K, and head to the show notes for my best free resources. See you on social, and see you next week right here with a new episode.